hear on other radio stations, because most people are what I call glory hounds on other radio stations, not here at The Rock. Well, Bishop Edwin Mlesik, the Bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland, we're grateful to have you with us today. Bishop, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on our 2022 Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Father Doug Brown, and Debbie Giorgiani's with me too, who is the co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we're grateful you're here. Thank you, Bishop.
Hey, it's good to be here. I was just saying I was out last night till about 10 o'clock confirming, and here I am starting another day, and it's a beautiful day, and it's a good day to spread God's word, and thank you for all that you do at the radio station to make that so possible and so widespread. It's good to be with you.
Thank you for your support, and certainly, you know, you've been here at the diocese for 2 years, a year and a half? I can't remember.
A year and a half. Yeah, a little bit more than a year and a half now.
Well, and you came to us from Pennsylvania, and certainly was a little bit of a change coming to Cleveland. You were a smaller diocese, a larger diocese, but I think you've adapted very well. And I think that your outreach and your personal nature with the faithful of this diocese has made you the people respond to you very well. And we're grateful for that.
I'm happiest when I'm not behind my desk. Although, you know, I certainly like to write letters and respond to people that write to me, but I like to be out with people. That's the heart of a pastor. And I enjoyed being a pastor when I was a priest of the Diocese of Harrisburg. And you're right, Greensburg was a smaller diocese, and it was, you know, you got to see the same people consistently. And so that was good. But I'm starting to get to see the same familiar faces here in Cleveland. It just takes a little bit longer. It's a bigger church, but it's a wonderful place to be.
Well, we're glad that you're here. Any surprises in the year and a half you've been here?
Oh, I don't know about surprises, but I've been happily confirmed in my understanding that the people of Ohio, have, and especially Cleveland, have strong faith and really want their church and their parishes to be the best possible places for the word to be preached, the sacraments to be celebrated, and the needy to be taken care of. I spent 6 years in Ohio. I studied in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio. So when Governor DeWalt Wine, he wrote me a personal note welcoming me to Ohio, and I wrote back to him. I said, "Oh, Governor, thank you for the welcome, but it's a welcome back to Ohio." I feel very comfortable in this part of the world.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and really, again, appreciate your good work and the time you're spending with us. And when we look at what we're doing here with AM 1260 The Rock and trying to, you know, get the word out for support, in some ways I do feel like we're all on the same team. We want to get the good news of our faith out to the people. And I know that coming up this spring, the United States bishops are going to be undertaking a great emphasis on the Holy Eucharist and the importance of the Holy Eucharist in our lives and in our faith. Can I ask you to talk a little bit about that, Bishop, and maybe what might be happening here in the Diocese of Cleveland regarding the Eucharist, and also how AM 1260 The Rock can help you with that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we're all concerned, and the bishops are equally concerned about the understanding of an average person, including a baptized Catholic, on the understanding that they have of the Eucharist. We have so many baptized Catholics who have not been catechized or catechized properly, those who are baptized and not reared in the practice of the faith, and those, you know, who simply have fallen into a very secular understanding of what it means to be Catholic. It's a Catholic name only. So there's a deep concern that people do not understand, or if they understand, they do not accept that the Eucharist is the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, that that the sign of bread and wine really bears witness to a much deeper reality, and that's Jesus' resurrected presence among us, and that what he said in John chapter 6 is what he meant. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have life within me. And what he said at the Last Supper is what he meant. This is my body. This is my blood. So there's a great need to communicate this truth, and a great need, I think, not only to communicate it, because some people know what the church teaches, they just don't accept it. So we have to be persuasive about it as well, to teach this truth in ways in which the modern mind and the modern soul can understand and eventually accept that when they genuflect before the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle, it is their Lord before whom they are giving their homage and ultimately their submission. So the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops decided to do this three-year Eucharistic Revival. You can read more about it on eucharisticrevival.org, and that'll take you to the site that has a lot of tools. And we're going to start here in the Diocese of Cleveland, actually a week before Corpus Christi. We're going to close the Synod, have this Mass on the Synod, here in the diocese, and that's going to be by invitation only. So there's going to be five persons from each parish, and then we're going to gather downtown for a listening session with all those in the synod, and then we're going to go to the cathedral. We'll have a Mass, and the important part after that Mass is we'll have a procession with the Eucharist to St. Peter Parish, and then that will be a place where our young adults are going to gather and have a worship experience. The next week is actually Corpus Christi. I'll be out of the diocese because of my schedule won't permit me to be here, but we're going to ask and recommend to our parish various things to do to begin this kickoff in the parishes of the Eucharistic Revival. I've asked Father Ferrance and Lynette Sains and our Office for Parish Life to coordinate the events that are going to happen in our parishes in the next year. There'll be nights of adoration and confession during Advent. We're going to commission young adults to bring communion to the homebound. We'll have regional pilgrimages. We'll be training people to be Eucharistic witnesses so that they can speak at their parishes and other diocesan events about the importance of the Eucharist in their lives. What's amazing to me is that the amount of young people who, when they come before the Blessed Sacrament, actually get it. They are transformed by being in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and we want to make that opportunity as widespread as possible. And then in 2024, so we're doing a lot of things between 2022, 2023. 2024, we hope to have a Eucharistic Congress here in the diocese. My hope is to gather a lot of people together in a large venue and have Mass and have a wonderful celebration akin to, you know, the Youth Day festivals that the Holy Fathers in recent history have had, the worldwide youth festivals, youth events. And also in 2024 will be the National Eucharistic Revival. We haven't had one of those in over 50 years. That will be in Indianapolis, and we'll have we're hoping 100,000 people to come. So this will be a great witness. We have to get the Eucharist outside of our churches into our streets. I love Corpus Christi processions because people see us doing things that Catholics do. Now, they might think we're crazy at first, but they might ask the question, why are you doing that, and what's in that gold, whatever it is that you're holding, and then you can go from there and say, oh, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's why we're worshiping. So there's a lot of things to be communicated. I'm very excited about it. There's a lot of energy around this. We, as Catholics and committed Catholics, should have the same vision of proclaiming the truth that Jesus Christ is truly present, body, soul, blood and body, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And that's why we come to Mass, to receive him, so that we can take him into the world.
Thank you very much for that, Bishop. That's I'm excited about this now too. We got a lot of great things coming up. The kids in my school call the monstrance, what we put the Blessed Sacrament in, a trophy. They think it looks like a trophy, and it is in some ways, right?
It is, absolutely. It is Christ walking among his people in the sacrament of the altar. And the more we promote that, I think that the Eucharist is a meal, absolutely. But we miss something when we just say it's only a meal. It's a sacrificial meal. It's Jesus giving himself to us. It's the unbloody representation of Jesus' offering to us on the cross. And Jesus is always offering himself to us. And he's always offering himself with us to the Father. It's that constant giving of Jesus to us. And he gives himself to us in the Eucharist, and then that demands a response. If you know that someone died for you, and he shed his blood for you, and he saved you, and he redeemed you, and he's leading you to heaven, that begs for a response, and the response is worship. You know, the response is adoration, praise, thanksgiving, all those things that happen at the Mass, and hopefully after the Mass, too. The Mass should teach us how we live the rest of our lives after Mass, in thanksgiving, in worship, in adoration, in praise, in intercession. All those things we do at the Mass, we should do the rest of the week, you know, or the rest of the day if we go to daily Mass. The Mass teaches us how to live as Christians.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Bishop Malesic, this is Debbie here. You said you got in pretty late last night. Did you say confirmations? Is that what you said?
I did. Because a lot of people follow me on Facebook, and they see all the different things I'm doing. One of the things they don't see are all the confirmations, because it would fill up Facebook. But I'm doing three confirmations a week for several weeks now. Wow. until Pentecost. So last night I was at St. Francis de Sales in Akron. The night before I was at St. Mary's in Chardon. Friday I am at St. Albert the Great in North Richfield.
Nice.
North
nice.
Royalton. Yeah. So
that time of year.
And then we have some things on the weekend that will be that'll be more public. You'll get to see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I get out and about, which I like to do.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, Bishop, you're doing really well, because if I got in that late at night, I would be like dragging you. You've got a lot of energy, and that's good. And that's a
one. You don't see the look on my face right now, but I'll tell you what bothers me this time of year. Just and don't write letters of sympathy or anything, but I'm very allergic to the trees that come to bloom this time of year. Although I love the change, I love the color that the trees provide. But we'll start getting into my allergy season, so you'll hear my voice getting a little bit more raspy. But don't write letters of sympathy. I'm okay. I'm doing good.
We're on the air now with Bishop Edwin Molesik, the Bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland. I'm Father Doug Brown, chaplain. Bernadette is in here listening in as well, and Dan's on the boards. This is our Spring Spirit Drive, and we need your assistance, 216-227-1260. Please call. If you're listening to the bishop, call and make a pledge. You heard so many exciting, wonderful things coming up about this Eucharistic revival. I love the whole plans, and I'm excited to see what else is going to develop because of this. That's great.
Yeah. Well, and we just got one of our callers who called in. Somebody handed me a slip. It said, what Rachel from Fairlawn likes about AM 1260, there is never a concern about turning on the station. Whatever is on will be good for me. What a testimonial. Yeah. And I'm sure it was good for her to hear the words of our bishop. So good morning, Bishop. And thank you for all that information about the Eucharistic Congress and everything that's coming up on the revival. And if you, like Rachel, like what you hear on AM 1260 The Rock, please make a phone call, 216-227-1260. Go online at AM 1260 The Rock, or text AM 1260 to 243-725. Three easy ways for you to make your gift or pledge today.
And I know we only have the bishop for a couple more minutes, Bishop, so you'll be happy to know that people are multitasking. We ask them to listen to you and pledge at the same time. So we are going to start with the thank yous with Alexis and John, and we'll be thanking everyone that came in and made their pledge. But you can join this growing list, okay? You can join this growing list. We have a $4,000 goal this hour, and we only have 25 minutes left in this hour. So please make it happen. Ring the phones. Let Bishop Molesik, hear the phones ring, 216-227-1260 or am1260therock.com.
And Bishop, thanks again for telling us all about the Eucharistic Revival. How can we help you here at The Rock? What can we do here at The Rock to help get this word out, to help provide to the people what's happening in this diocese, all the exciting things?
Well, certainly advertise and let communicate to persons what is happening in the diocese. So that people receive the information on multiple levels, online, in print, and over the air. AM 1260, The Rock, does a wonderful job of that, communicating the good things that are happening in the Diocese of Cleveland and the good things that are happening here in the church, the local churches of America, and even the universal church. So continue to broadcast and proclaim what we're doing, but also to teach. I think it's so important to get a clear message of what it is we teach about the Eucharist, whether that's, reading from the Catechism, reading from the bishop's recent letter on the Eucharist. Those quotes are absolutely amazing. And then to try, I think this is so important, and Father Ferentz and Lynette Sines and our Office of Parish Ministries have put together something that's getting some national attention, and that's to train our grandparents to be evangelists to their grandchildren. So we always talk about, hey, you need to talk about the faith to other people, but we don't tell them how to do that. So anything that AM 1260 The Rock can do to say, maybe this is something you could say to someone who's questioning the Eucharist. To do some what used to be called apologetics, not to apologize for the faith, but to actually, and apologetics in its best understanding is to persuade people to understand the faith and why we believe what we believe, to continue to give people the language and the tools needed to explain the Eucharist to their children, to explain the Eucharist to their non-Catholic in-laws, to explain the Eucharist and what we do at Mass. To their co-workers. I think that's just so critical, to give people the tools and the language that's needed to explain in simple ways. It doesn't have to be complicated, the Eucharist. It's based in Scripture. It's based in John chapter 6 and in the writings of St. Paul, and certainly in the institution narratives of the Gospel. We should have those things right on the tip of our tongue as Catholics when people say, well, I don't believe it's really Jesus in the Eucharist. And then you go and talk about, but Jesus said, this is my body. That's different than when he said the kingdom of God is like, you know, yeast, or like a woman who sowed yeast in the dough. That's a simile. It's like, but Jesus actually said, this is my body. And he meant what he said. And he has the power to do what he says, because he's the Word of God, the Word that spoke over the void and said, let there be light. And so God's powerful, and he wants to change bread and wine into the body and blood, or his own body and blood. He certainly can do that. And people have their lives have been changed by that. And maybe we tell people who have doubts, why don't you just go sit before the Blessed Sacrament and have a chat with God? He's certainly in the room. If you don't believe he's in the Eucharist, he's certainly in the room. But maybe he might point their hearts to the Eucharist, and they'll begin to understand how important that Eucharistic sacrament is for all of us. I mean, those are just some ideas. I think this is something that the whole church has to discuss. You know, I don't have the answer to all these questions of methods and how do we convince people or persuade people or teach people. But I think we all have to do it as the Lord asks us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
Not be afraid to do it.
And I know you mentioned, you know, all these good things happening in the diocese. And one of those things that's happening is ordination of three men to the priesthood in a few weeks. And we're going to carry that ordination mass live on the air on the 21st of May. And they're going to be in studio with us tomorrow.
Wonderful. Well, they're going to have lunch with me today.
Oh, great.
So if they make it through lunch, they'll be with you tomorrow. We're gonna talk to them about their assignments today. So.
Oh boy! Well,
yeah,
that'll
see if they still have smiles tomorrow morning.
That'll be fun.
They will. They're great guys. I know them. They're tremendous men. They're the men who really have a lot of zeal for the gospel and want to go out. They really are, you know, chomping at the bit to get out there and do parish work and preach the word and celebrate the sacraments. I know they're excited about being ordained as priests. I'm envious because, you know, that excitement is excitement I had once when I was a young priest myself. And we always have to strive and keep our vocations alive. I have to strive and keep my own vocation to the priesthood fresh and vibrant. Same thing with people who are married. And any vocation we have to reach back to when we first receive that call to do what the Lord asks us to do. And then be inspired by that time when we were young and we really felt the Lord wanted us to marry a certain person or to enter the priesthood or the consecrated life. Yeah.
Well, you still sound very enthusiastic to me. And in many ways, Bishop, your enthusiasm for the good work being done in this diocese helps to inspire me as a priest to continue to want to do that good work as well. And so I'm grateful for your model and your example to all of us priests. And I say that on behalf of my brother priests, that your good work and your positive example is inspiring to us. So thank you for that.
Thanks so much. And I want to be an inspiration too, as well, to the listeners of AM 1260, The Rock. And I'm going to make a donation on behalf of the Diocese of $1,000. So let's use that as seed money for other people. I hear something ringing in the back. So yeah,
thank you so much.
You know, yeah. If people don't, we all have to participate in your mission in one way or the other if we believe in its worthiness, and I certainly do. And that means that sometimes we participate by paying those bills that you need to have paid in order to run the equipment and have the people that communicates the gospel. Absolutely. So $1,000.
Thank you, yes. Well, thank you, Bishop. You are amazing. And I know Father just wants to ask you to give us all a blessing. We need to really keep the foot on the pedal and keep it going the 3 days, Bishop, because our theme is putting on the full armor of God, and we're giving out all of these wonderful resources and sacramentals once they get them blessed, and it's so beautiful for our folks and our listeners to really go out there into the world and to really arm to be protected, to be be out there, you know, fighting the good fight, Bishop. And you know, with your leadership, it can be done, and it is being done. And Bishop, I just want to say one thing. Please keep saying exactly what you said this morning about the Eucharist. Say it everywhere you go, because I thought it was so powerful, and we need to hear this from our leaders. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all you're doing and all you're saying about the Eucharist. God bless you for your efforts. Yes.
You're very kind.
Thanks, Bishop. If you can offer us a blessing then as you depart. And I don't know how we top this hour next hour, but great hour. So thank you, Bishop.
No, God bless you. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon AM 1260, The Rock, its mission, its ministry. We ask you to pray for those who work there, those who volunteer there. And in a special way, we pray for the listeners of AM 1260, that they might be inspired to become witnesses of the gospel, witnesses of the Eucharist, witnesses of the goodness of our God who sent Jesus Christ to forgive our sins on the cross, to rise from the dead, and to lead us to new life and give us the promise of eternal life ourselves. May we continue to be agents who seek the salvation of souls in our world and spread the message of the church that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, never to go back into the grave, and someday we too shall rise up to eternal life. May Almighty God bless all of those who are listening today and online and in the future of AM 1260 The Rock, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, God bless you guys. Good to spend some time with you.
Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless you as well, and just know that you are always in our prayers.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank
a good day. God bless.
You.